Amalek attacks. And they fight Am Yisrael in Rephidim. Rashi quotes, why is this quoted here? To tell us, Hashem was saying, I'm always there for you. I was there for everything you needed. And now you come and ask, is Hashem here? Hashem says, okay, I'll let the dog come and bite you. Then you'll call me and then you'll know where I am. It's like a person who's taking his child on his shoulders and they're traveling. And every time the boy wanted something, he'd say, Abba, can you get me that? Abba, can you pass me that? And then one time they're traveling and the kid says to a man they meet, he says, you seen my father everywhere? He ignores his father like his father doesn't exist. The father says, oh, you don't know if I'm here? He puts the kid down, a dog comes and bites him, Abba, help! So his father comes and helps him. Oh, suddenly I exist. We read this mashal that Chazal told us and it pierces our heart. Because it could be that we turn to Hashem and ask Him everything we need. And we sense that Hashem is there for us when we call Him. And yet, we can walk out of Shmona Esrei, we can walk out of Shul and ask, where is the Ribon Shalom? Is Hashem here or not? We are capable in a fleeting moment to forget all the good Hashem does for us. And it's and although there are moments where it's so obvious, look at what Hashem has done for you, the Torah is telling us how easy it is for us to ignore all the good Hashem has done for us. And I could tell you that we see this phenomenal, dismal human tendency with regards to children and parents, and children and siblings, and children and spouses. We're all capable, phenomenally capable, of forgetting all the good that someone's done for us. In a moment that something bothers us, it takes center stage, and suddenly, where's their Ribon Shalom now? Or what good is this wife? Or my parents are so unfair. Ribon Shalom, what did they do to you? Look at all the good they did to you. Yeah, but it's not fair. What do you mean, but it's not fair? But right now, I want to focus on this, and this bothers me, and that could cloud my whole vision. The Torah is revealing to us a human weakness. Our ability to ignore all the good in our lives when something bothers us now. So the story that Chazal tells us, the kid's riding on his father's shoulders, you see my dad, he tells the person.